This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about his trip to Austin, and we talk about all the events happening on Saturday, June 25th. There's a lot of them. Get ready. Go to one of these because there's just too many.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? It's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And back in the studio after Nick's little bit of travel here. It's nice you were like here and gone real fast.
Yeah, man. 48 hours is really all you need. Yeah, it's a good getaway.
What, for a little trip?
For a little weekend getaway, man.
For you a good know. Binge drinking fest. But before we dive into that, this is Chicago Beer Pass, where every week we talk about the events we made it to, the things we're going to next week, and inform you, everyone who's listening or watching, what you should be checking out. And then we end up drinking beer. We try not to spill beer on the table. But sometimes, you know, these tall boy cans, it's, you know, 16 ounces just don't fit nicely into the glass sometimes.
That's a perfect pour right there, buddy.
Nice. So we are drinking the Spiteful Brewing Working for the Weekend Double IPA.
Working for the Weekend, man. Yeah, this is a big boy. 7.9% from the good folks at Spiteful. Yeah, and I love the can because, like, the guy, he's like a suit. He's like a suit and tie worker bee guy. And there's, like, five images of the guy on the can.
Yeah.
And he's miserable through the first 4 days. And then on Friday, he's just, like,
he's ready to go.
Ready to rock. You know, he's got the he's a happy camper by Friday. Yeah.
And so I think it was a couple last week or the week before we were talking about the price of Spiteful beers. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny. I ended up picking this one for this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is pretty solid. I don't know if I've seen this one before, so when I saw it, I was like, oh, all right, let's pick it up and give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder how their event went this weekend, the really big, like, stout
release. $500
release. Yeah, it's like two barrel stouts, yeah.
But yeah, so these are, the Spiteful cans are all, like, the just sticky labels on the blank cans because they end up doing a lot of different beers, so rather than paying the money for printing and storage. I think storage is the big thing with cans. It's not so much the price because they are cheaper, but they don't even have space for, like, their actual facility. I think they're talking about moving, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. They don't even have a dock over there, like a proper dock, you know, to get to, you know, to move product off. So they're currently in Ravenswood, and they're going to be neighbors with Half Acre.
Nice.
So they're moving literally next door to Half Acre's new facility. Like on Bowman, I think.
Okay, so maybe once they're in that new place, we'll see some cans from them and with some real, like, printed cans, not just the
label.
These are cans. We're seeing cans. So we'll keep sipping on this. 7.9 isn't too big, so it's not dangerously big, but it's a good kicker.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's dive into this past week and what we made it to.
For sure.
So you were out of town.
Yeah.
Went to Austin.
Yeah, we can get away for 2 days. I love Texas. I lived in Texas for 4 years. I make it a point to go back every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, and Austin is maybe like the fourth biggest city down there, but it's the one that, I don't know, kind of reminds me the most of home, you know. It reminds me of some neighborhoods in Chicago. We talk about, like, you know, maybe Logan or Wicker.
Yeah.
If that were blown up into an entire city, you'd pretty much have Austin.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's I was down there for 2 days. Only hit one brewery. You know, I had an interesting conversation about, like, South by Southwest down there, right?
Right. Okay.
And they were saying how, like, you know, Austin is, it's not really built for all these people to come congregate for, like, hundreds of shows and conferences for a weekend, but they do it anyway.
Yeah.
So you get, like, these really weird events where, like, it's a pop-up concert with Lil Wayne, like, in a, you know, in an abandoned building or, like, an empty parking lot, you know, because there's no infrastructure that holds, like, you know, 3,000, 4,000 people, you know, and they have the strip down 6th Street where, you know, there's bars back to back to back, but they're doing their thing. But this thing, it kind of overflows beyond that. And a lot of the guys who set up concerts kind of focus on, like, these rural areas, kind of like Woodstocky, where they just turn, like, this this, you know, patch of land
into like, something
for like 2-3 days. Yeah, it was fun, man. So, yeah, I didn't get to too many breweries. I actually only get to one brewery, and that was Jester King.
Okay.
Yeah, finally made it to Jester King.
So we get Jester King beers here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Not a whole lot, but we do get a little bit.
Yeah, they've got a connection with Westlake View Liquors, where you can for sure find their beers there. And Ron Extract, who's one of the co-founders, is he's got Chicago roots. He's from Chicago. Yeah, and he actually did the tour. I went on the tour at 3 o'clock. It's 90 degrees, and I'm like, oh, look, the co-founder of the place on a Sunday is doing a tour.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. And he went into how they only do 2,500 barrels a year, which is really, really small.
Okay.
You know, and he was kind of saying, like, hey, you know, like, we kind of make the beer that we like to drink, you know, and there's already amazing IPAs out, so we're just going to focus on farmhouse ales, and whatever we have left, you know, we'll sell it to you guys, basically, right?
They whatever we don't drink.
Right, that was kind of his approach, you know, and he was saying, hey, you know, like, you know, these beers, you know, they kind of make sense if you drink them in the context of the space that they work in. He's like, every sip, he wants you to remind you of this farm that they live on. You know, they're growing hops, and, you know, they're getting locally sourced grains and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he's like, every bottle is kind of like meant to be consumed in that way.
Oh, cool.
You know, and yeah, it was good. It was good. I had like 6 or 7 farmhouse ales, you know, and then they all, you know, except for the Pilsner, they were all like some sort of like, you know, funky kind of barnyardy, you know.
Sure, yeah.
You know, tart yet and sweet. So.
Sometimes back to back, a lot of those can get a little rough.
Yeah.
And start to blend together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it's a gorgeous space, man. It is. It's very rustic. It's a sprawling space. It feels like a farm, basically, right?
Okay.
It was really cool. So I really enjoyed that.
Nice. Yeah. Never been down to Texas at all. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I haven't been to Austin. Need to plan a trip down there to check out some of the beers out there.
Yeah. He was kind of saying like, hey, you know, we, will, aside from drinking all this beer ourselves, you know, we'll sell it to restaurants where we like to eat. And, you know, and we'll, you know, and people that we trust will, you know, share the beer with you as you know, curate it for you the way they would.
That's cool.
You know, because, yeah, it's, you know, he's like, I don't want it sitting on a shelf. You know, I want it kind of consumed by people who, like, can appreciate, like, these nuances. And, you know, because it's like they've got all these wine barrels that they've imported from overseas. And, you know, so he's like, mm-hmm. Hey, you know. That's not something. They're not very approachable flavors for everyone.
No, right, yeah.
Yeah, and I think a town like Austin is kind of cool that they're in that kind of space. Because Austin's kind of you know, wacky. And
sure.
So it makes sense that they would live there. You know?
Nice, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So, yeah, I stayed here in Chicago. I think it was the day after we recorded, or was it the other week? But I went to Band of Bohemia. I don't think we talked about it.
No, because the anniversary party, and then you went the next day, I think you went, something like that, right?
Or the day before.
The day before.
Before. This is Michael Carroll's new place.
Yeah.
He previously worked at Half Acre for a while, then he was at Star Lounge, you know, learned about coffee. He also was at Small Bar Division Street as a server.
Yeah, so I'm there a little bit, yeah.
So he's been all over. He's been talking about opening his own place for a while, and this place was pretty awesome. It is not what you think of as your normal brew pub in Chicago. Like, it is everything different.
It's like you're walking into a different time and place.
Yeah.
You've
been over there?
I've been once.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Maeve and I were sitting there for dinner. We're just looking around like, what do we think of that? Like, it's huge. It's just expansive. Like, you can see the kitchen like off in the corner.
Yeah.
All the beer is broken up, but the menu is broken up by the beer. So if you think of it, it's like, oh, IPAs. Here's the food that goes with it. Here's stouts. But it's all of his beers are very food focused, like culinary
theme. Brewing for mm-hmm. sure. A lot like our friend like Jared Rubin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, you know, pink peppercorns and guava and things like that. So I ended up with the Taster Flight for like $15. You get all 5 of the beers, which is perfect because I got to try them all because I missed out on a few of them at Beer Under Glass.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were good. The food's excellent. We saw Michael there for a little bit, so we chatted with him for a minute. And yeah, it was pretty good space.
It's a very thoughtful approach to a brew house. Yeah, and even as far as like, you know, not having any TVs, but then not even having, there's like a really small space for you if you like didn't make reservations.
Yeah.
You know, and then like they kind of discourage you to basically not come unless you made reservations. Because like I said, I want people all on top of each other. They want to have that kind of classic, you know, almost like a lounge feel. What am I trying to say? Okay. Almost like a fine dining space where you just wouldn't have people hanging out. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I think we were there on a Tuesday, so it was pretty empty. So yeah. I think you could have just walked in
just roll right in
and got to see. Because I called, yeah. I think, the day before, and like, oh yeah, no problem. So
yeah.
So if you're looking to go there during the week, you should have no problems like checking that out. And yeah, definitely give some of the beer a try. I think it's a unique experience that you got to check out a space and look at it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a brewery in town that remotely resembles what they got going on over there. It's really, aesthetically, it's a really dope space.
I can't even compare it to any. Like, I have no, it's like this place, but it's, if they...
Yeah, you almost have to start thinking about just your favorite modern restaurants that you like to go to, right? Like, that's the only thing you can compare it to. You know,
right.
But
it has, like, that, you know, Eastern European
1900s. Right, like you stepped into, like, you know, France in, like, 1919 or something, right? Yeah.
But it's weird that it's in, like, kind of a warehouse, too, so you're sitting there at a table, and you're like, there should be a window here I'm looking out, but all the windows are way higher because it was some sort of factory or storage building previously. So, yeah, but very cool space. All the beer was great as well.
Right on. Yeah, right on that strip of Ravenswood that's crawling with breweries now.
Right, I think Metro was right over there.
Yeah, Dovetail, Beguile.
Beguile's a little bit of ways down, but not too far.
Yeah, Spiteful's over there, and Band of Bohemia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. That was the main thing I went to this week. I did go to one of the street fests. I went to Green Fest over on Damon. Lagunitas was there serving beer.
Okay.
So they had a lot of stuff going, I think.
What's Greenfest? Is that the name of the street? Or
no, it's the name of the fest on Damon. It's just like bands. I think their theme is like green, recyclable.
Oh, like sustainability kind of thing. Okay. All right.
And I don't, maybe Lagunitas didn't know that. Maybe thought it was a different kind of green. we're on board.
where do we sign?
And then they got the paper where they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. It's all like about nature, and Mother Earth and stuff.
So they had a bunch of beer. They had their, like, I guess, like, little tent area with their couch that they bring around to festivals.
Oh, like
stuff.
Couch tripping, that couch?
Yeah.
They're an odd bunch.
Which, like, now that I've seen the couch at a couple different things, it's like, I don't know if I want to sit on that couch.
Well, when did you guys get that couch cleaned since the last time I saw it?
There's a lot of butts in that couch.
Right.
But that was my week. Nothing, I guess Band of Bohemian was exciting, but nothing like beyond that. No Buckingham Fountain for me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The Chicago Ale Fest was this week.
Yeah.
Kind of curious to know what happened at at the Spiteful event and at Chicago Ale Fest. Curious to know what happened at those.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone listening or watching went to that. Like, send us a tweet. Let us know.
Tell us what you thought. What'd you like? Did you love it? Did it suck? We want to know.
Yeah. Especially so we can tell other people, and if we should feel disappointed we didn't make it there, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
So just tell us it's great, and then we'll be sad. And I'm like, oh no.
Yeah.
But should we dive into this coming week then, and what we got on the calendar?
Yeah, let's jump into it, man.
All right. So, what's the day today? Today is the 22nd.
Yeah, 21st.
21st. All right. So we have a few things on Saturday coming up. Anything on Friday or before that?
No, I'm not seeing anything on Friday.
Everything's happening Saturday.
Yeah.
Everything goes down on Saturday.
Goes down Saturday, man.
So I saw Alpha Beer. I think this is Alpha Beer 15.
Yeah.
XV. Is that 15?
Well, that sounds right. Feels right.
So this is Teresa Carter of the local Tourist. Mm-hmm. She puts on this event. She's been doing like two a year.
Yeah.
I think that's usually her motive there, or her
MO.
MO, yeah.
Her Emma.
I went to one of these. It was a lot of fun. It is a lot of beer, 26 yeah. beers.
We had Teresa on the show once talking about this.
Yeah.
I worked one of our events before, long time ago.
Okay.
Had a blast. It was at like the Blackstone Hotel. It's cool because it's a rotating series. You know, it shows up all across town.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she mentioned once that it was inspired by her mom, who was a commuter. And her mom's coworkers would like, you know, play this game on the train, on the commuter train, basically.
Right.
Yeah, where they try to drink as many beers by alphabet. They sound like some party animals, man.
Right. I think it was like every day. Like, all right, yeah. today's the A beer. Bring your
right.
A beer.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it's a good. That's a good showcase. You know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I went to like the fourth or fifth one. So
yeah.
Really early on, and I don't know how it's changed or if they're more themed or if they are just strictly.
Yeah.
A is for Alpha King. B is for Beguile.
Right, yeah. right. I know that I know they typically have like you can buy an individual ticket or you can buy a whole table of like six people, and then there's usually like a host. You know, in the past there's been like Booze Hound, he's been a host, or then like you know, there's a chef that's really into like really into beer and she's been the host.
Okay.
Yeah. So they usually have an MC and then they have tables and booze from every alphabet.
Yeah.
Every
it's
letter.
A wide group of people that go to this, so you know. Craft beer nerds or new people getting
for sure.
Yeah. I think it's a great thing for new people because you're introduced to 26 beers that you may or may not have had.
Yeah, and they're trying to like and they're trying to introduce you to new beers too. Mm-hmm. You know, from the city and the burbs.
Yeah.
yeah.
So this is 6 p.m. at AJ Hudson's Public House.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been to AJ's. It's at Ashland and Grace.
No, not too far from here.
No, not at all. So check that out. I believe. Yeah, all the information's on the website. We'll include a link in the show notes here about price and everything like that.
Yeah, for sure. So that's Saturday. Also Saturday the 25th is... Oh, it's June 25th already, man?
I know. June is over. Jeez. 4th of July is going to be here in a minute.
Yeah. Year's halfway done. This is the Chicago Beer Society bus trip to Northwest Indiana. This is a $75 ticket. It's running all day long. So 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. They meet at Goose Clyborne. And then they are hitting up no less than like five breweries in Northwest Indiana. Starts at Crown Brewing. Then it goes over to New Oberfalls, Wild Rose, Pocro. Never heard of that one.
No.
18th Street in Hammond and more. So this is this Saturday. Yeah.
That's pretty sweet that you just hop on the bus and go to all these breweries.
Exactly, yeah. And then at Crown, the first stop, they'll provide pizza. And then your ticket includes your first beer at every stop, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so that sounds like a fair deal.
Right. Yeah. And you, of course, drink on the bus. So you, most people probably bring beer to, you know, consume on the way to Indiana.
I'm for sure drinking on this bus. I don't know if it's, you know, frowned upon or not, but I'm totally, if I'm on this bus, I'm drinking.
Nice. $75, that should be a good time.
Yeah, I was listening to, I forget the name of the podcast, but they got, the guys had, they had Nick Floyd on as a guest via phone.
Okay.
And he was asking Nick, like, what are some of the underrated breweries in Indiana? And Nick was saying that New Oberfalls, which is on this list, was one he said was really good and totally underrated. And I think they focus on, like, pills and lagers, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go.
Don't know anything about New Oberfalls.
I know they were part of the underground homebrew circuit that that Dewan Kim used to run.
Oh, okay.
They used to be at that, you know, the same underground scene that produced like 18th and Spiteful.
The original Brouhaha.
The original Brouhaha, not the not the corporate one that the radio station took over and jacked them for the name, not that one. Yeah.
So, all right, cool. So that's Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Anything else on Saturday?
Yeah, there's this Tri-City Craft Brew Fest. So this is the Tri-City area includes St. Charles, and so I know it's out there. And this is 30 breweries, 60 beers and hard ciders. This is a fundraiser for the St. Charles Breakfast Rotary Club. That's a mouthful right there.
St. Charles Breakfast Rotary Club.
We need a nonprofit, man.
I know, yeah. This podcast is for the...
The, you know...
Double IPAs.
Double IPAs, plaid shirts, and razors club. Yeah, so this is out in St. Charles.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be a homebrewer's tent, and it looks like tons of beer from folks like Wild Onion, Crystal Lake, which we've had on the show.
Yep.
Yeah, and this will all take place Saturday, June 25th, 1 p.m. VIP is $65, general admission $45.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're actually affiliated with, I think it's one of the guys who works with Kurt Foreman. He's got a side project, and this is their festival, and this is the inaugural Tri-City Craft Beer
How
Fest.
Do you work with someone that has a beer fest company, and right. my side project is another beer fest?
Right,
like,
and I.
Everybody's
got a drink, man. You know
what?
He's putting fest where there's none, man.
Doesn't seem like, I don't know. Come up with your own thing. All right. Well, then also Saturday out in the suburbs in Wheeling.
Right on.
This is the Craft Beer and Wine Festival. So mm-hmm. very catchy name.
Yes.
From 2 to 6 p.m. This is going to have, celebrate the community, craft beers and wines at this one-of-a-kind venue. It's just the Wheeling Park District. I don't know what this one-of-a-kind venue looks like. But there's going to be live music, grill station for food from the grill station, mm-hmm. not actual grill station for purchase. Check that out. We'll include the link in the notes as well. I don't know. The price here doesn't say in the details. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We'll click on Eventbrite and check this out. I gotta say, I don't think I've ever been to Wheeling. I always forget which direction it is.
Yeah, I know they've got a super dog up that way. I used to work up there. That's the only reason I know where it is. But like for so we would have like our like little Christmas dinner for the team would be in Wheeling.
Not the
original super dog, like the other one.
Okay. The knockoff Superdog. The side project Superdog.
The side project Superdog.
Superdog's got this side project, another hot dog stand.
Oh, man.
All right, well, this is not loading, but if you're in the Wheeling area or, you know, headed up to Superdog there, check this out from 2 to 6 on Saturday. Right. Man, a lot of stuff happening Saturday. What's up with, like, it's get it in before the end of the month kind of thing?
Right.
Before the 4th, we got to have a fest.
Yeah. Because it's probably going to be slow motion, the 4th, right?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
4th weekend.
Yeah. Be quiet.
Sure. Anything else then this coming week after Saturday?
No. I'm looking into July, and it looks like the Zoo Brew is coming up in July.
Another Zoo Brew?
Yeah, the one out in that was this weekend too. The Lincoln Park one. The other one, the Brookfield one.
Oh, okay.
Is in July.
I almost made it to the Zoo Brew, but, you know, I had dinner and then the Green Fest, so... Unfortunately, did not check out this weekend Zoo Brew. I'd planned to, but other things came up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, if there's any events we missed, you can check those out on our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. We're always sharing things there and just letting you know what's happening. Mm-hmm. But before we get out of here, any beer news happening?
A little bit of beer news, man. It looks like Chicago is getting its very own contract brewery. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a crew called the Great Central Brewing Company. So, they're going to be setting up shop in Fulton Market over there by, you know, like Duck Duck Goat and Publican and all that jazz. It's like in an earshot from there. And they're setting up with the sole purpose of making beer for other people, which is kind of cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't know much else about them at this point, but... Their contract brewery. Oh, here it is right here.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Press release and
yeah,
everything.
Got a press release right here.
Just in the press release.
Oh, man. Press release doesn't give too much detail. Oh, 32,000 square feet. West Town. Basically everything we just said. I'm looking for, like, who these folks are or what their target is. No.
How do you feel? Like, there is the need for contract breweries. How do you feel? Like... I don't know. I feel like it's a mixed bag, right? Sometimes you can offset some of the beers maybe that you can't do right now. Like Half Acre started with the contract brewery.
Yeah.
Who else? Well, what? Forbidden Root was contract brewery.
Forbidden Root was a contract brewery. Bader Brow was a contract brewery. There's some advantages. And then like in Chicago, in most cases, right? Like, I know, like, the Big Hurt guys, which I've never been to. It's Big Hurt Brewery, the White Sox player, Frank.
Yeah.
He was looking to contract brew in Chicago, but no one had capacity for him.
Okay.
So he ended up going to Wisconsin. So from that standpoint, like people who have breweries are kind of doing their own thing. Like, hey, man, I can't brew anything for you. I'm fucking busy. All right. Yeah. I got my own brew. So like, I guess from that standpoint, it makes sense. You know, mm-hmm. like it's hard for if we wanted to start a brewery, it'd be hard for them to fit us into their brew schedule.
Right. And then you get that like made in Chicago on the package and people aren't like, well, they say they're a Chicago brewery, but it's made in Wisconsin.
Yeah, like, you know, your beer's named after like the Sears Tower, but it's just brewed out of state. Yeah, so I mean, from that standpoint, I'm excited. I know there are, you know, because it's an expensive adventure. Like maybe, you know, it's like if you're a music artist and you have to go buy a studio to produce your music. Like, that's the kind of commitment it is when you're talking about these breweries. I think they talked about Forbidden Root. They were brewing at Five Rabbit, but the Forbidden Root project is like a $5 million project, their own space.
Yeah.
Like, that's nothing to sneeze at. So, yeah, it's hard, man. It's hard to get that equipment.
And if you're a home brewer that's maybe thinking of just trying to start their own brewery, you could kind of step it up. Maybe that's a nice step to go, like, all right, well, let's brew my beer on, like, large scale.
Yeah.
Do people like it? Like, what if you make really bad beer and then you're like, oh, I bought this space, crap.
Yeah, because when, you know, you talk to guys like Crowley when he was like scaling up, you know, for that big production facility in Michigan.
Yeah.
He's like, man, it's not like baking a cake. Like you just, you know, you scale up like that and just make a bigger cake. Like, it's not like that at all. Like if you're a home brewer and you really want to know what it's like to brew in a big system, it's not exactly like what you would think it is. It's not cookie cutter. You know, like we'll just add more of this. Like,
yeah. So wasn't there the group that was behind a Bow Trust? Weren't they doing like a co-op brewery for a little while?
Or Bow Trust the Coffee?
Yeah.
So no.
The company behind Bow Trust, like the design, there was a design company. I thought they were doing a co-op brewery or planning to open one.
Not the plant, right? Out, it wasn't the back plant. Of the yard, something else?
This was meant for like you and I could go there. And we know something about brewing. They have the equipment. We schedule. We bring all the stuff. We could brew beer there. I don't think that ever happened.
That would be cool. I know that there was, the guy from Lou Dog Events was telling us about a crew in Florida that does something like that, where everyone has their own lockers. And, you know, the contract brewer, they help you with packaging. Like, they'll help market the beer for you. And then they'll, like, you can even sell your beer from Growlers at the contract brewery.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of almost like a, almost like a gym membership, but for beer, kind of.
Right,
you know?
And that's what this was supposed to be, and maybe it went away, but that's not this.
Maybe they're in cahoots with, maybe they're consultants for this thing, I don't know. So this is going to be open, late summer 16, so that's coming around the corner here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chicago's got its own contract brewery.
Very cool, okay.
Great Central is what they're called.
All right. Then the other thing we had in the news was that new... basically the West Town Fest.
The one that was in Oak Park, right?
No, the one that was on the street, right? That one?
Yeah, that's the Oak Park one.
No, not in the Oak Park. The one that you could see Sears Tower over by Haymarket.
Oh, the West Loop Fest.
The West Loop Fest.
West Loop Fest, yeah.
And that got changed. And Oak Park, I think they kind of merged, right? And they were going to be this new festival.
Correct. Yeah, so West Loop Fest was a thing that came and went for the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild. And then every year, their guild's biggest fest was this Oak Park Microbrew Review.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were going to scrap both of those and come up with a brand new fest the same weekend as Lollapalooza called the Illinois Craft Brewers Fest. And it sounded pretty rad, and it was going to be at Cobra Lounge, All Rise Brewing.
Yes.
Right in, what neighborhood is that? You know,
I don't know, right by Union Park.
Yeah, right by Union Park. Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Right by United Center, all that stuff. Yeah.
I don't know what you'd actually call that.
It gets weird. Chicago's got so many neighborhoods. You go like three blocks, you're in a new neighborhood, you know?
Yeah.
It's like 80 neighborhoods in Chicago.
Yeah. But that is canceled.
As soon as it was announced, it's canceled.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, all right.
It didn't even make it, like, people bought tickets. I think they're refunding everyone's tickets. So if you did buy tickets, don't worry. Money's coming back to you.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to party. We don't party in the city. I mean, we party in the city.
So now there's no Oak Park Microbrew, no West Loop, West Town Fest, whatever it's called.
No.
And no this. Like, what? So the guild just has FOBAB and Craft Beer Week now?
Yeah, what is going on with the guild? We want updates. We need to, you know, because the streets are talking. And we don't want, we don't deal in speculation. We want to know what's going on with the guilt.
Spread rumors.
We don't do rumors here. Yeah.
Depends on how liquored up we get. We'll spread rumors or not, but yeah. All right, so that's too bad. Sounded like a good time. Hopefully something else comes out of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so, I like that Replicale project.
Yeah, you know, that's fun. And then like everyone's interpretation of the same style is always interesting because they're vastly different. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, so.
But is that all for the news then?
A little bit more news. Oh, well. Talk to the good folks at Bader Brow. They had their block party to end Chicago Craft Beer Week.
Yeah.
1,500 people.
Whoa,
showed
okay.
up. Yeah, nice. They said indoor, outdoor. It was a hoot. They've got 11 beers on draft over there at Bader Brow. So they're making a ton of beer. Let's see. Goose Island, their next entry into the Fulton and Wood series. We talked about a little last week. They're having a launch party this week for the B Squad. So B Squad is a beer de meal, which is basically a saison brew with honey and apricots.
Launch party. I've already seen it at places.
You've already seen it at places?
It was at Lynx like 2 weeks ago.
So what's the point in this? It said J Square. It's like, what's the point in this launch party then?
Is it like the official event?
I think it's like the official event.
Okay, because it's out there.
It's
I've
out.
Seen
it's
it.
Already out. Yeah. And then finally, Red's Apple Ale.
Oh,
is,
yeah, good stuff.
American classic. They're they're giving away beer for teachers.
Okay.
So instead of giving you an apple, they'll give you this kind of apple. You know, they're giving it away at Benny's, and then they're giving away at Buffalo Wild Wings this week.
If you're a teacher.
If you're a teacher, you got to show up with your teacher ID.
Do you have an ID? How many do you have ID as a teacher?
You got to have like a school ID, right?
I guess maybe you have a school ID. Couldn't you just
here we are. Neither one of us are teachers.
Couldn't you be like, be a teacher at a college or be a student at a college? Wouldn't your ID probably look the same?
It would probably look the exact same as the teachers, right?
Yeah. So students.
And then you might not even be 21.
So college students, you can get free beer.
We should have left this one off the news list right here. We're giving people ideas now.
Because you don't have like a badge.
I mean, you would think, right?
My mom was a teacher. She did like, oh, let me pull up my teacher badge. I got this covered.
Scratch that. We're ending the news at the B Squad semi-launch party.
All right, well, let's get out of here then. Nick, where can people get in touch? Where can they find you?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes. Give us some reviews. We love seeing those. Yeah. And there's also the video version there. Hopefully you're liking that, seeing us here, you know, pound back these tall boy cans and everything. So check that out. And yeah, we'll be back with another episode next week. Is it already July?
Yeah, it might be July next week.
With maybe a special guest?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a special guest next week too.
Whew. All right. Kick off the month right.
Yeah.
So that'll do it. Take care.
Cheers.